Hundreds of migrants drown as Joe Biden dangles open borders welcome. By Neil Monroe on July 31, 2023. Hundreds of migrants, including many women and children, are drowning in the Caribbean as they try to reach the American life dangled by President Joe Biden and his pro-migration deputies, according to a report in the Washington Post. The UN Missing Migrants Project estimates at least 349 people either disappeared or died in Caribbean waters last year, nearly twice as many as the year before, the Post reported on July 27, adding. That's the highest toll since the agency began tracking them in 2014 and is probably an undercount, said Edwin Viles, a data and research assistant for the UN project. In the bottom of the Caribbean Sea, Viles said, there are thousands of remains of migrants who remain unidentified. Cuban-born Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has enacted Biden's Hunger Games-style policy. He repeatedly argues that the welcome policies are justified by equity between Americans and migrants and claims that Americans cannot fill the needed jobs in the U.S. economy. Republicans absolutely should be showing the public what the tragic consequences of these policies are to both Americans and migrants. Jessica Vaughn, the policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News, adding. They absolutely should be putting a human face on the consequences of these easy migration policies. They need to talk about this disaster in terms of the humans who are suffering from it. Because, there are some Democrat politicians who are hearing it from constituents. The only opinions that Biden and Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas care about, if there are any that they care about, are their donors and the political allies that they may need to accomplish other parts of their agenda. The Post showed the face of two dead migrants as it described the 2022 deaths of at least 17 Haitians when their 33-foot boat sank while crossing the 50-mile gap between the Bahamas and Florida. Related, shock video, nearly 400 people rescued from unsafe, overloaded Haitian sailboat. The Bahamanian Coastal Patrol Force rescued 25 migrants of the roughly 65 passengers, said the Post, adding. Authorities laid the bodies of the recovered dead face down on a tarp and took photos. One of those images reached the cell phone of Haitian native Lanice Georges as she sat in a Nassau church pew and listened to Sunday services. There, on WhatsApp, was the body of her 43-year-old sister, Altony Ivoy, a mother of three, in a pink zigzag shirt. Georges recognized her back in the shape of her arm, the elbow she'd known since they were children. Next to her, wearing red polka dot pants, was Ivoy's one-year-old daughter Courtney, who had just begun to say her first words. She was the only child on the boat. The migrants bear some responsibility for their own choices, Vaughn said, adding. But they are being enticed into these bad choices or dangerous choices by the administration's welcome policy. Biden and Mayorkas and their allies in the media would like Americans to believe that this kind of migration is like a force of nature and inevitable and that we simply have to accommodate it, and there's nothing that can be done about it. Because they do not want to bear any responsibility for the consequences or even to limit it. I don't think it's possible to shame Biden and Mayorkas and everyone else who is defending these policies. I don't think they feel any shame over it. They're going to keep doing it. They are diehards, like the sanctuary city mayors who, no matter how many people get harmed by a criminal who has been released by sanctuary policy, just rationalize it as an unintended consequence of the policy or deflect and blame something else. They won't accept responsibility for these policies. Most progressives hide the U.S. and foreign body count created by their welcome for illegal economic migrants, said Vaughn. They're either in denial about or indifferent to the human consequences and the human tragedies that result from their policies, or they think that it is outweighed by what they think is a benefit to the United States for allowing this illegal migration. Many more migrants have died on the Darien Gap Trail or in the rivers and scrubland along the U.S. border with Mexico. Some Republicans also dismiss the migrants' deaths. When George W. Bush was governor of Texas, for example, he waved away the deaths of migrants in southern Texas. Hell, if they'll walk across Big Bend, in Texas, we want them, he told advisors, according to author Jan Reed. The greatest damage of the migration, however, is inflicted on ordinary Americans. A massive number of Americans lost wages and decent housing because of the economic chaos caused by Mayorkas's huge migration. Roughly 70,000 Americans died in 2022 from the drugs imported by Mexican cartels. So far, Biden's deputies have not pressured Mexico's government to crack down on the cartels, although they have just negotiated a migration management deal with Mexico. Related: DHS Chief Mayorkas refuses to support designating Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organization. Mayorkas and his allies defend the easy migration policies as safer for migrants than the alternative of being smuggled by the cartels. But Americans suffer more when Mayorkas welcomes more migrants through quasi-legal channels. Moreover, Mayorkas has minimized the deportation of illegal migrants who take jobs. This enforcement loophole creates an incentive for myriad migrants to take expensive and often risky journeys to the United States border. For example, one of Mayorkas's deputies told The Washington Post that waterborne migration to Florida quadrupled in 2022. The wealthiest migrants rent boats and sail into Miami Beach undetected, wearing fancy watches and bathing suits, the Post added. Americans are not morally responsible for the migrants' deaths, said Vaughn, because Biden's deputies are defying the federal immigration law, even when testifying on the Hills. You have Mayorkas up there before Congress saying, "We have operational control of the border, as I define it." That's a problem because he doesn't get to define it, it is the law that defines it. This is pure contempt for the law and an attempt to substitute his wishes for the law, no matter the consequences, she added.